grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, St. Luke chapter 17, verses 15 through 19. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." In last Sunday's gospel, we heard about the Good Samaritan. In this Sunday's gospel, we see a grateful Samaritan. People have often observed the remarkable way in which shared adversity can bring people together who otherwise would have remained strangers to one another. Historians have often spoken of the extraordinary comradeship found among soldiers together facing the hellish conditions of war. Yes, adversity can often bring people together who otherwise would have remained strangers. And it was in fact the shared misery of leprosy which had brought together the 10 men who appeared in today's gospel. 9 of them were Jews, and 1 was a Samaritan. Last Sunday, we noted that Jews despised Samaritans as people who'd intermarried with Gentiles, despised them, and normally had nothing to do with them. St. John tells us that when Jesus asked for a drink of water from that Samaritan woman at Jacob's well, the woman was amazed, you might even say she was shocked. And she said to Jesus, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink of water from me, a Samaritan?" And St. John adds the comment, "For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Yet here we see 10 lepers, 9 Jews, and 1 Samaritan brought together by their shared misery. Lepers were quite literally outcasts, forbidden by the Jewish law to enter Jerusalem or any other walled city, could only live by themselves in or near cities without walls. Yes, shared adversity can bring people together who otherwise would have nothing to do with one another. The Lord Jesus began his earthly ministry by proclaiming, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the good news." And what was that good news? The good news that through Jesus, his Son, God is establishing in this world his kingly rule of mercy and compassion. Now, Jesus' mission has often been misunderstood as if it only involved calling isolated individuals to himself, but nothing could be further from the truth. For in proclaiming God's kingly rule of mercy and compassion, Jesus is creating the new Israel, the new people of God, the fellowship of all believers. But the 9 Jewish lepers refused that gracious invitation. For when they realized that they'd been healed, they immediately hurried away to have their healing certified by priests, as the law of Moses, in fact, required. They didn't return to give thanks. And so they failed to be joined together in the happy fellowship of all believers. They had been united in adversity, but now they exclude themselves from the new Israel of God, the new people of God, the kingdom proclaimed and embodied in Jesus. And in the fate of these 9 lepers, we see the sad reality of Jesus' words spoken on another occasion. Jesus said, "I tell you that many will come from east and west and sit at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness." But the grateful Samaritan returns to Jesus, prostrates himself at Jesus' feet, and gives him thanks and praise. And Jesus says to him, "Arise, go your way, your faith has saved you." The grateful Samaritan not only received healing from a horrible, disfiguring, isolating disease, he went on his way now no longer an isolated individual, but as a lost sheep found by the Good Shepherd, a lamb of Christ's own flock, a sheep of Christ's own fold, a sinner of Christ's own redeeming. In Holy Scripture, the disease of leprosy, which disfigures and destroys the body, is often used as a picture of sin, which disfigures and distorts the image of God in human beings. Leprosy was an isolating disease. And like leprosy, sin not only damages our own selves, it also sets us against one another. And that's why when in the epistle for this day, St. Paul speaks of the works of the flesh, and by flesh, he doesn't mean the good body made by God. He means our fallen human nature, body and soul. And so he not only speaks of idolatry and drunkenness and sexual immorality, he also speaks of strife and jealousy and rivalries and dissension, sins which drive wedges between us, divide us from one another, in a sense, isolate us from one another. In forgiving our sins, the Lord Jesus not only removes every barrier between ourselves and our Maker, He also reconciles us with one another. St. Paul says of the Lord Jesus, "For our sake God made him who knew no sin to be sin, so that in him we might be made the righteousness of God." For our sake God made him who knew no sin to be sin, so that in him we might be made the righteousness of God. And echoing St. Paul's teaching, the Church Fathers never tired of saying of the Lord Christ, "He became what we are, so that we might become what he is." He became what we are, so that we might become what he is. And so Jesus himself became like a leper. Though himself sinless, he bore in his sinless soul all our deformities, infirmities, and guilt. And like a leper, he was cast out of the city. This truth is wonderfully expressed in the last chapter of the letter to the Hebrews, where we read, "Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. Therefore, let us go forth to him outside the camp and bear the abuse he endured. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city which is to come. Through him, therefore, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God." The Holy Supper of our Lord's sacrificed body and blood is the beating heart of the Church's life. And one of the loveliest names for this sacrament is the Holy Eucharist, which means the Holy Thanksgiving, in which for more than 2,000 years the Church has prayed. "We should at all times and in all places give thanks for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for God's astonishing love in the redemption of the world through our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen." Having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. "I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,